Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. The Kansas agency in charge of regulating hundreds of late-scale, large-scale livestock feedlots has no longer any full-time professional environmental engineers. State environmental regulators say that's put the brakes on anybody getting a new facility started or expanding a facility. Environmental activists worry it could lead to tainted groundwater and surface water. A Kansas jail inmate has pled guilty to beating another inmate so severely that the victim had to be flown to the hospital. William Alexander pled guilty to a single count of aggravated battery this week. His sentencing is set for June 3rd. Prosecutors said Alexander and his brother attacked Daryl Beachy in September in the Reno County jail pod they shared. And a suburban dream home prototype that was built in the 1950s has completed a 9-mile journey to a new location in suburban Kansas City. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette, trying out one of those standing desks. Now I have the pleasure of working without the nuisance of being comfortable. Not sure a standing desk is for me. I'm really more of a resting couch kind of guy. But there is one thing I can stand behind, and that's Motel 6 offering clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain. Now, where did I put my sitting chair? I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with amazing deals of the day store-wide. Take 45 to 60% off select fine jewelry. Dress shirts now 50% off. Denim and capris for her and juniors jeans and tees 50% off. Take an extra 30 to 40% off clearance handbags. And take 50% plus an extra 15% off Martha Stewart quilts and bedspreads. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback and Attorney General Derek Schmidt hosting the 19th Annual Crime Victims' Rights Conference Wednesday and Thursday this week at Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Topeka. The event bringing together law enforcement, prosecutors, victims advocates, social service providers, healthcare professionals, crime victims, and other interested parties to learn about resources and support services for victims of crime. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture has extended the comment period for the first draft of the initial report on the investigation of the impairment complaint by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service regarding Quivira National Wildlife Refuge. At the request of the Big Bend Groundwater Management District No. 5, the comment period has been extended until May 13, 2016. Comments can be submitted by mail to the KDA Division of Water Resources at Research Park in Manhattan, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Police say a 38-year-old woman stole a semi-trailer carrying beer and then crashed at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Authorities say they believe the woman got into the truck yesterday, locked the semi-trailer's door while the driver was unloading the vehicle at a convenience store. Lincoln police arrested the woman on suspicion of auto theft, fleeing arrest, attempted assault on a police officer, and driving under the influence. Young immigrants who entered the country illegally but were granted lawful status could qualify for more than 100 professional and commercial licenses under a bill approved by Nebraska lawmakers. Senators passed the measure yesterday with a 33-11 vote despite opposition from Governor Ricketts. Nebraska lawmakers can keep eating lunches and dinners paid for by lobbyists, at least for now. A proposed meal ban stalled in the legislature yesterday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at GiveMeAnEdge.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Call us today at 620-225-2233 and sign up for the demo at GiveMeAnEdge.com.
New trailers, used trailers, and rental trailers. They're waiting for you at S&S Trailers in Ness City, Kansas. Now's the time to reserve your grain trailer for wheat harvest. Call them today for Mauer and Tempty grain trailers from 24 to 42 foot, single and double axle. A big wheat harvest means it could be short supply on trailers. If you're hauling heavy loads, S&S Trailer sells BWS easy-to-load detachable trailers. It's the only way to haul heavy loads. S&S Trailers, Ness City, Kansas. Call today, 785-798-3666.
friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A good portion of the meeting was spent in executive session to discuss potential city administrator candidates. No action was taken. Council learned the proposed grant being considered for the dog park would put all of a Lakeview complex under federal regulations going forward. It was consensus not to apply, and a visit with Nathan Ottens as to scaling back the size of the project or using Boy Scout labor in an effort to reduce costs. After reviewing curb and gutter work on Broadway at Cromie's Market, council asked to get the cost to extend the work to the end of the block in efforts to improve drainage. Engineer estimates for South 11th Road improvements indicated a range from $450,000 to $500,000 for concrete south to Keystone Road. Asphalt would be less expensive, but require additional maintenance. Consensus was to get proposed costs for consideration. A final vote suspending the city nepotism policy passed 7-1, with Vicky Gross voting no. An option to control the turn signal at 10th and Center would run $15,000 to $20,000. A timer option for day parts would be available for around $1,000, but council opted to take no action. Marysville High senior class asked to allow street legal vehicles on Broadway for the prom walk April 23rd, pledging that this year's class would set a good example for the event, which has drawn criticism in recent years for excessive speed and danger involved. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will bring Janet Sunderland to Marshall County for a writing workshop this Saturday, April 16th. The workshop, entitled Saving Grandpa's Stories and Grandma's Too, runs from 9 until 4. There is a $10 participation fee. Pre-registration is requested. Contact Sharon Ekus at 562-6825. Sunderland will give writing tips on how to find an opening line, how to build details and add description. The workshop runs all day Saturday. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, April 15th. Commodities are for all age groups. Only those with current certification are eligible to receive commodities. Annual certification is mandatory, and they will accept certification for the next distribution on Friday. Please bring proof of income. Distribution sites in Summerfield, Axtell, Vermilion, Frankfort, Blue Rapids, and Waterville open 10 to 11 a.m. Marysville, Beatty, Herkimer, Bremen, Home City, Okito residents pick up commodities Friday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 9 until noon. Louis Joseph Harrington, age 97, of Blaine, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30, at St. Columbkeel's Catholic Church in Blaine. Burial in Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary service Sunday evening at 6:30 at the church, with a visitation to follow in the church hall. Campanella Kufall Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Louis Harrington. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potato and gravy, green beans, and peach crisp. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, baked potato muffin, mixed veggie, and apricots. Check of the school and community calendar. Marysville JV golf at Wamego this afternoon. Junior high track meet here at Marysville. Boys tennis teams at Concordia. JV boys tennis will host a meet this afternoon. Forensics at Washington County. JV baseball will host Rock Creek. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, thanks to an upper-level ridge across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, we're definitely going to see pleasant temperatures. Spring-like all across, like I said, the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We'll see temperatures remain in the mid-70s all the way through the end of the week. And we'll continue to see temperatures right around the lower 70s as we head into the weekend. It does look like we'll see a chance for some showers and thunderstorms Saturday night towards the end of the weekend. So looking at the forecast in a bit more detail, throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny skies, high in the mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 25.
Tonight, clear skies will drop down into the lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 20. As into Friday, sunny and breezy. We'll still see temperatures right around the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy, will drop down into the lower 50s. And Saturday, cloudy skies, we'll see temperatures right around the lower 70s. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 95 in 2006. The average low 43, the record low 21 in 1950. Sunset this evening 7:59, sunrise in the morning at 6:45. Sunny skies, it's 48 degrees, a light southeast wind, barometer 30.06 inches, relative humidity up there at 93%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of April. KNDY News Time, 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You'll find great food and great music at the Wagon Wheel Saturday. The band Rewind rocks out Saturday night starting at 9. Local musicians Rick Lister, Matt Bonzer, Jerry Horton, and Scott Keller will cover our favorite rock hits. Of course, the Wagon Wheel's award-winning menu always takes center stage. Have some great time Saturday at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Forecasters from Japan to the U.S. and Indonesia have predicted a La Nina could develop this year, potentially changing weather globally. As El Nino weakens and La Nina starts to take shape, forecasters with the University of Missouri say the weather event seemed likely to bring hot and dry weather to the Midwest this summer. The Midwest experienced a relatively mild winter, and according to Tony Lupo, a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Missouri, a fading El Nino leaves part of the U.S. open to dry conditions. La Nina is a weather pattern that directs the jet stream from the Pacific onto a northeastern path over Canada. Rain-producing storms follow the jet stream, leaving states in the central and south-central U.S. dry. Lupo says he does not expect the summer weather in the Midwest to be comparable to the drought conditions of 2012, but still calls the forecast bad for agriculture. The most recent La Nina weather event began in 2010 and continued well into 2012. The American Soybean Association says there are both positives and negatives in draft bills released this week, included in the fiscal year 2017 Agricultural Appropriations Bill. ASA President Richard Wilkins welcomed the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill, but noted concerns with the Ag Appropriations Bill. In that bill, he says ASA is concerned with cuts to conservation programs authorized in the Farm Bill, including $300 million from the Conservation Stewardship Program, $113 million from the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and a reduction in the funds available for regional conservation partnership programs of $46.5 million. Among the positives in the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill is a prohibition on the use of funds to implement the controversial Clean Water Rule, also known as the Waters of the U.S. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Trade Representative Michael Froman renewed the administration's push for congressional action on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal before the administration leaves following the November elections. Froman knows the political realities of trying to pass TPP in an election year when the top presidential candidates oppose trade deals and key lawmakers in the Capitol are reluctant to move on TPP. However, Froman told reporters Wednesday that he continues to wage that fight to get TPP enacted.
And I think ultimately, as we talk to members, they've made it clear they're going to make their judgment on what this means for their constituents. And I would put that in two ways. I think there are huge opportunities that TPP presents to increase exports. The American Farm Bureau says it's going to add a net farm income of $4.4 billion. It's a great opportunity. But if we fail to move forward or we delay it, then it's not only that lost opportunity, but it's actually losing market share.
Australia has already made a deal with Japan that could cost the United States an estimated $100 million in lost beef sales. Turning our attention to soil temperatures, warming up just a tiny bit last night and early this morning. Soil temperatures across Nebraska running in the upper 40s and low 50s statewide. And we're seeing some low 50s statewide across Kansas the only pocket of upper 40s in far northeast Kansas. Everywhere else running 52, 53, and 54 degrees. And a northern tier of counties across Oklahoma, beginning at the Panhandle, running 53 and 54 degrees all the way across the state. In fact, there's a solid pocket of mid-50s from the eastern edge of the Panhandle down to the southern sections of the state. A couple of pleasant warm days doing the trick. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. Abilene Machine understands the unique challenges you face. To be successful in farming, you must overcome tough obstacles, and so must your parts. Abilene Machine's Farm Tough trademark describes the type of ag replacement parts you can expect to receive from them. Abilene Machine's ag parts are made by people who know what you need and what you expect to meet farm tough challenges. Visit Abilene Machine at abilenemachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call 1-800-255-0337.
Treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. We spend a lot of time talking about the weather. What's the old joke? You can't do anything about it, so you might as well talk about it. Well, we're going to talk some more about the weather and how it may change what is grown where after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
Many farmers have long joked that climate change wouldn't be such a bad thing, especially for northern farmers who could raise longer season corn or soybeans. And while they may have said that tongue-in-cheek, new work by University of Idaho researchers shows projections of future hardiness zones could change what is grown where. These researchers used climate models to assess how the coldest temperature recorded each winter in the United States might change over the next several decades, and what these temperature changes might mean for agriculture. The study was published in the journal Environmental Research Letters and was funded in part by the USDA. USDA uses multi-year averages of annual coldest temperature to assign cold hardiness zones, and growers then use these numbers to gauge which crops will survive in a particular area. The University of Idaho researchers' model predicts that the annual coldest temperature is going to climb, as will overall average winter temperatures. The study's lead author is Lauren Parker, and she notes that these rising temperatures will result in a widespread change in the U.S. hardiness zones, and it will occur faster in the northern plains than it will in other parts of the country. She says when farmers are thinking about their long-term planting and management strategies, this would be something to keep in mind. Our projections are for mid-century, so if you're a young farmer just starting out, by the time you're passing your farm along to the next generation, if not before, you may be seeing some of these changes. For example, almonds might be able to be raised in Oregon, or oranges could move into Louisiana. Parker says not only could this mean new opportunities for farmers, it could impact the price of food as well. She says if our favorite foods can be cultivated over a larger area, There may be more ability for stable food prices in years of regional drought, spring freeze, or other events that impact crop yields. However, this climate warming is not all good news. The study says that while the warming might allow us to grow cold-intolerant species in new areas, the lack of cold temperatures may also exacerbate problems related to pests and invasive species. Of course, there is more to growing a crop than just warmer temperatures, including water availability and heat stress. However, Ms. Parker at the University of Idaho says work is being done to seek ways to address these factors to provide a better picture of just how future climate change may impact what we grow on our farms. Back after this.
Buy four qualifying tires during the Mastercraft Spring Promotion now through April 30th, and you'll get tires to help master the road. Plus, receive up to a $60 Mastercraft Visa prepaid card by mail. Visit your local Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch for complete rebate offer details. Master the road with Mastercraft Tires. Stop by the Farmers Cooperative today or online at fctires.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 1,500 to 1,600 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 20 black cows, fall calvers, running age, 6 black cows, fall calvers, running age, 20 black steers, neighbors weighing 3 to 7, 50 black home-raised steers weighing 4 to 5, 30 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 83 black steers and heifers 4 to 550, 30 home raised black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 550, 4 black heifers 4 to 550, 25 black steers and heifers 4 to 550, 37 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 95 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 25 Charolais steers and heifers 4 to 6, 29 black and white faced steers and heifers 4 to 6, 29 black and white face steers and heifers weighing 450 to 550. 9 black steers and heifers 450 to 6. 100 Holstein steers 5 to 5 and a quarter. 26 red and black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6. 23 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 46 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 18 weighing 5 to 6. 15 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 6. 15 black and white face steers and heifers 5 to 6. 28 black and white faced red and white faced steers and heifers 5 to 6, 30 black heifers 550 to 650, 11 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7, 40 black and Charley Cross heifers 6 to 7, 70 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 21 black heifers replacement quality weighing 7 to 8, 20 black steers 750 to 8, 66 black steers and heifers replacement quality 750 to 850, 60 black and white faced heifers replacement quality 8 to 850, 38 black steers weighing 8 to 9, 16 black steers 850 to 9, 112 black steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, 116 black steers 9 to 950. Those are early consignments for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, reminding producers of a Holstein special April 28th. It's 7:31 from KNDY, middle 70s on tap. Again, warm today, 48 degrees with sunshine this morning in Marysville.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The Wichita State softball team traveled to number 18 Missouri yesterday and lost two games by the scores of 11-0 and 9-2. Jenny Brooks got her 14th start of the season in game one, throwing one inning and allowing four runs. Kelsey Sternecker entered the game and in the second inning with no outs and pitched three full innings, giving up six earned runs on seven hits. Brooks received the loss, pushing her record to 11-6 on the season. Newark, Arkansas native Austin Reeves has decided to become a member of the Wichita State Shockers basketball teams. Reeves is a 6'5" shooting guard, averaging 32.5 points, 8.8 rebounds, and 5.1 assists, while leading the Cedar Ridge High School to a 36-3 record and the Arkansas Class 3A championship. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you're in the oil and gas industry, you feel the effects of low oil and natural gas prices. However, prices are not your only barrier. That's why it's imperative that your membership continues with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Industry.
Yes, my name is Craig Pangburn, and I'm the president of TNC Manufacturing and Operating Inc. here in Great Bend, Kansas. Our business is actually 19 years old, and we've been a member for 19 years. They are the voice for everybody. We're not just here at the state level, but also at the federal level.
It's vital that Kansas oil and gas producers have a strong voice in Topeka and Washington at all times on every issue critical to your success. The challenges facing the industry continues to grow in numbers and complexity. Your membership helps you be an important part of Cuyahoga's voice and allows you to receive information that keeps you competitive and current on industry issues and trends. Help make a difference. Become or stay a Cuyahoga member today. Get details and your application at Cuyahoga.org.
Salvador Perez tagged Houston reliever Ken Gaius for a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning, lifting the Kansas City Royals over the Houston Astros 4-2 last night. The World Series champion Royals have taken two of the three from the team they beat in the decisive Game 5 of the AL Division Series last October. The four-game setup wraps up today. It was a record-setting win for the Golden State Warriors and a triumphant farewell for Kobe Bryant in the final night of the NBA's regular season. Steph Curry poured in 46 points, and the Warriors earned their league record 73rd victory by thumping Memphis 125-104. Meanwhile, Kobe Bryant went out in style by torching Utah for a season-high 60 points in the Los Angeles Lakers' 101-96 win over the Jazz. It was the last game of Bryant's 20-year career. He finishes with 33,643 regular season points, the third most in league history. I'm Stephanie Austin.